The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner. In the studio with me, one of my colleagues on the Money Makeover team, Mr. Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. And we have Ed, guest starring again, running the board for us this morning. Yes, and he's waving. And I know everyone's applauding, Ed, too. You're just not hearing that right now. Yes, he deserves applause. We have a look today, among all the other things we're going to do, but a special guest this morning. We try to have him every few months to kind of give us a sense of where things are. I've been reading that there are some other counties across Texas that are actually looking at voting in some new types of taxes, and among them maybe some enhancements to property taxes, and particularly on some business types of entities. They're looking for cash wherever they can get it.
I was going to say enhancements. From whose viewpoint?
Yes. Not very enhancing if you're paying them, obviously, right? They're enhancing the dollars out of your wallet. But I always like to have our Washington County tax assessor collector Willie Dilworth on every once in a while to kind of give us that update, voice of sanity, calm. You know, are there changes coming? I want to make sure everybody knows whether they're going to get hit extra hard in their wallets here, because we're hearing about it in other places.
I always love it when he's on because he has the radio voice that I would like to have.
Oh, he does. Yeah. Say a few words just so we remind everybody.
Well, I'm with my hero, Ed. I always wanted to grow up and be like him.
You have incredibly low standards.
A man of the people, a man of the people here. So anyway, we appreciate Willie for being on the program with us again today. And so we're going to go over some real news you can use here on this morning. And we always like to make sure that everyone knows how to contact the tax assessor collector. Go over. They're very friendly over there. You can go in, ask questions, get things straightened out, whatever. And that is a real great thing. So we're going to go over all these things, what's happening with that, and is everything staying the same? That's what everybody wants to know, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. And, of course, we're going to take a look at the markets, where you are, and if we get a chance to hear, we're going to continue our tail end of our conversation about insurance. It seems like such a simple concept, doesn't it, Jamie's insurance?
Yeah, for a lot of people, though, it's very, very confusing. You know, they understand car insurance and they understand homeowners insurance, I think, to some extent. But when it comes to life insurance and disability insurance and long-term care and all those different types of insurances that are out there, it can get pretty confusing. One of the reasons being there are so many different choices. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to break it down into basics so you can make some better decisions.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a little break here and get ready to take a deep breath and get into all of this jam-packed information coming up in this next edition of The Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. So Ed's going to play some commercials. We're going to get ourselves organized and go after it right after this brief commercial break.
In the vase that you bought today.
In the wake of the recent storms, the metal roofing professionals at Mueller Inc. are here to help. Before you replace the roof on your home, be sure to consider all of your options, especially those that can help prevent future roof damage. Properly installed, Mueller Metal Roofing is wind, hail, and fire resistant, and backed by a 30-year limited paint warranty. Get lasting protection for your home and loved ones. Call 778-2531 or stop by their local facility at 1840 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Have you been stuck at home spending a lot of quality time with your loved ones? Maybe you noticed you're not picking up on the conversations at the dinner table, or you're having to ask your family to repeat themselves. Even something as simple as constantly getting told to turn the TV down. If this is something that you are experiencing, there is a chance it could be a hearing loss. Call Paget Hearing Aid Center to schedule a complimentary hearing screening. 979-830-0865 for Brenham, or 512-522-8849 for Bastrop. The service you deserve.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa, and two slices of pepper jack cheese, because, of course, three new fresh things on top of two fresh beef patties. It all adds up to the new limited-time pico de gallo burger, only at Whataburger. Use our app or visit whataburger.com for delivery. Delivery now available in select locations. Fees may vary.
The 60th anniversary sale at the Brenham Saddle Shop is going on now. Find select men's Ariat, Cinch, Rock and Roll, Wrangler 20X, Rock 47 jeans, and select boys, girls, and ladies jeans on sale. The Brenham Saddle Shop also has select men's and ladies shirts up to 50% off. Select men's and ladies belts and an assortment of straw and felt hats on sale, and select men's and ladies boots under $100. Brenham Saddle Shop, Highway 290 East Frontage Road. Family owned and operated for 60 years. Layaway available open Monday through Saturday, 9 till 5:30.
Hello, everyone. This is Susan from Faith Mission. I am here to share with all of you about Higgins South's new furniture store. Oh, my goodness. Y'all need to come check it out. We're located at 2268 South Market. It's so exciting. We have some beautiful furniture and bargains galore. And it will be the most incredible shopping experience you've ever been through. So come see us. We have everything you need to make your home so beautiful.
Sports are back. I'm not saying the KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7 had anything to do with that, but we have been saving people summer, and there's still plenty of time for us to help save your summer with cash and prizes. Every week, we're giving away awesome prizes to help you make it through the summer, like a spa night gift basket from Color Catalyst, a $100 wash bucket from Clean Car Custom Detail, and a $50 gift certificate to Beaver's Kitchen. We're also giving away over $1,000 in cash, $101.70 at a time. To win, just sign up at one of our sponsor locations like Select Furnishings and Skincare by Sherry and Brenham and Botch's 159 Junction in Fayetteville. Simply sign up at as many stores as you can to better your chances of winning. A full list is available at KWHI.com. From the station that most likely brought sports back, KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7. You're welcome.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. Money Makeover teammates at your service this morning. As yours truly, Tony Navarro, I'm a certified financial planner. In the studio with me, Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant, and Ed, Mr. Wonderful, is doing the honors today, running the studio while Craig Montana is out on vacation. And let's go ahead. I've had so many questions over the last couple of weeks from people who are my wonderful clients, and they're saying, boy, you know, should we be putting some extra money aside just to pay what we think is going to be, Jamie Keyes, a hike in things like property taxes? And that's a reasonable assumption given all of this data that's out there, some of it conflicting, that we're spending so much money on social services and trying to keep things together in counties and cities and in the state in the midst of the pandemic, they figure something's got to give somewhere.
Well, it's been in the news a lot lately that, you know, with the federal government, that the governors are clamoring, you know, we're talking about stimulus packages and the stimulus checks that we're supposed to be getting as individuals, and they're negotiating now on a new stimulus package. And, you know, part of the issue that we keep hearing from in the news anyway is that the federal government, the governors are going to the federal government asking for relief for the states. And so when it comes to, we're very fortunate today to have our special guest who can address some of the issues here in Washington County as to whether or not we do need to be concerned about that, what's going on, what the thinking is. So, yeah, we're very fortunate today.
Yeah, so in fact, let's get right to him. Willie Dilworth, our tax assessor collector for Washington County. Now, this does not hold true, everything he's going to say, for everywhere, but I think it's pretty widespread that we're not looking at somehow your county tax bills going to suddenly shore up what may be perceived as a drop or decrease in sales tax revenues for the state. And Willie, you and I just talked about this during the break. This is not true.
Everything you would have expected with the financial field right now is gone different. Sales tax revenue was not down this year because of the pandemic. As of right now, the real estate market apparently has not even remotely slowed down because, you know, it's gone against all indicators every one of us would have expected. The one thing that we are concerned about and that the entities and I have talked about in trying to figure out how to get the tax rates adopted is the collections rate for this coming year, because it could potentially affect that.
Mm-hmm. But you haven't seen that so far?
No. We've not really seen a slowdown in anything. I've not seen really particularly any effect of this. I'm not saying that there's not one, but nothing that I've dealt with at this point has shown that. But I still think somewhere in there it's going to show up. But, you know, the legislature took the last legislative session last year, and they made some revisions to the property tax system. And it's going to be a little bit more confusing for folks because some of the terms that we're used to, the old effective tax rate and a rollback rate, are no longer in existence. What was basically the effective tax rate is now the no new revenue rate. So when you see some of the forms in the paper, the no new revenue rate is what was the effective rate. The voter approval rate is what was the rollback rate. And the voter approval rate now is 3.5% for most entities, whereas the rollback rate was 8% above the effective or the no new revenue rate. So there's a smaller margin. The legislature intended for things to be more transparent. The goal was to try to control the growth of taxes. So we're not going to see any big changes. Most folks on their house are going to see a nominal change, if any.
Okay, so they may not see any change at all, is what you're saying.
Potentially.
Or just a slight one.
Right. Now, you can't say that across the board, because if there have been changes, substantial changes in their value, or, you know, they've made additions or improvements, then that's going to be the case. But there's going to be a lot of folks that I think their taxes are going to be not too different at all from last year.
Okay. Well, and there always is a way to, if you get a tax bill or whatever, you can always find out more about it. Why is it happening? What can you do? What is taking place?
Yeah. All they've got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, and we can tell them, hey, here's what happened. Your house value is adjusted. We added a garage, or we added the new building you built. There's a few neighborhoods that we had to make some adjustments on. But pick up the phone and give us a call, and and we'll certainly try to get your question answered.
Yeah, and I just want to pause for a second and give the phone number, too, by the way, for the Washington County Tax Assessor Collector Office, and that's 979-277-3740, 979-277-3740. Their website is WashingtonCAD.org. WashingtonCAD.org. And, you know, this is something, Jamie, I've been catching from some of my clients is this question about, you know, are there changes? Have you heard anything? And that's why I really wanted to have Willie on this morning.
Yeah, I think it's natural during this time period to be thinking about that. But, you know, what we're hearing now is that really any increases are due to normal increases. The additions that you talked about, Willie, the increases in values, normal increases that we're facing, that you face every single year, nothing out of the ordinary, nothing being caused by the COVID-19 pandemic or any lack of people having the ability to pay taxes so far. So this sounds like pretty much standard things going on.
Now, we talked about primarily some residential taxes, but what about business taxes?
The commercial properties, I had gone through and was working on a revaluation. A lot of the commercial properties saw some increases. We have some new value this year in the commercial properties just because of new construction, but there'll be some increases for some of those businesses. But you know, every one of those got a notice of appraised value back in May. And if they had questions, hopefully we visited about those then.
Mm-hmm.
And but well, I say it's, I agree. It's pretty much business as usual this year, even with the virus. I mean, the virus has made it a little bit more complicated, but our front doors are open. We're trying to comply with the governor's order. So staff members will be wearing their masks and all when they're dealing with the public. We've got the plexiglass screens. And so, I mean, we're trying to be compliant. Those are the changes. But other than that, again, some new names on the tax rates and no change.
Now, you still have, as far as individuals are concerned, you still have the same types of exemptions. Can we go over those again? We always like to do that.
We've got the homestead, which is if this is your primary residence, everybody's entitled to it. Just stop by the office. Your driver's license needs to match the situs address of the house. You got the over 65 if you're 65 or older. And then there's the disabled person for those that are drawing Social Security disability or its equivalent. And then for property, just normal larger tracts typically, and let me be careful when I say that, it doesn't necessarily always mean larger, but typically the ag use, so the tax break for an agricultural endeavor. And then there's a few others, disabled veterans and things like that.
So again, you can always go on the website too. I'm assuming you have some of these listed, some of these points on there, and that's WashingtonCAD.org, WashingtonCAD.org, or call them at 979-277-3740. Now, if people have, because of the challenge of the times, if they have gotten a little behind, something like that, on their payments, what should they do? How should they approach that?
If someone's in, you know, delinquent taxes right now, the easiest thing to do is just make regular payments. It doesn't have to be a lot of money, but I've always been of the opinion someone is making regular payments, even if they're not much, it's very easy for me to defend them, period. So just give us a call, and we can try to work something out. A lot of folks feel intimidated, but if you want to come in and make $10 a month payments and you make regular $10 payments, then that's all we can expect. And I think the taxpayers of Washington County expect me to work with their, you know, their neighbors.
Yeah, because it really has been tough for some people, and you know, I it can be under any circumstances, but certainly right now, I think, Jamie, people are really challenged. And if there's anything that they can do, and you're saying consistency is, I guess, the biggest thing in making something,
right,
payment.
And don't be intimidated. Give us a call. We understand that you've never been here before. There's so many folks, this is the first time they ever got behind. And there's no reason to be embarrassed. There's no reason to be intimidated. Give us a call and let us know what we can do to work with you to help make this better. It's not going to be one of those things that, I don't know. I say I've done this a long time, and there's no reason to be intimidated or to feel like someone looks down on you because a virus got you in a situation where you can't pay, or you got laid off, or somebody got hurt, or the kids got sick, or you had to make a priority choice. What gets paid this month?
Mm-hmm.
There's all any number of reasons why it happens. And so as a result, just give us a call, come in, we sit down, we try to figure something out and make it work for everybody.
Well, I think it's absolutely true what you're talking about is, you know, I think that the public in general, when you start talking about taxes and if you get behind a little bit, that they do unfortunately feel a little bit intimidated by that situation. But I think it's equally true what Willie's talking about is the fact that all the entity wants to do is see that you're making an effort. You know, if you're making an effort to pay your taxes, they're going to be, I think, cooperative with you in trying to get that situation resolved. What I think is unfortunate is when you feel intimidated and therefore you don't make an effort because you're afraid to do that, what the result might be. And that's actually the opposite of, you know, what your reaction should be. Because I can tell you, just being around Willie, that these people are very, very, very cordial and willing to work with you in any shape, form, or fashion. And so, as Willie said, in these times, especially, you know, just contact them, get in touch with them, work with them.
Mm-hmm. And business owners, we're including you in this too, because they've been impacted as well. And again, The door's open. The phone lines are open for the folks in the tax assessor collector's office. And that's really what I wanted to get across to everybody.
And that's it. And one thing about it, this will not go away if you ignore it.
Hmm.
I mean, not calling. It's a pay me now or pay me later kind of a deal. And you hate to put it that way, but avoiding the issue makes it worse.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So get out there. No one's going to chew your head off. They're going to work with you. And I like to say that this is probably pretty much the way it is because everybody knows all across the country and certainly all across Texas, especially.
Well, I think
we're
too,
all going through it together.
Yeah, and you know, that's the beauty of the radio show is having the ability to get information out there. And unfortunately, what we find is many times when it comes to financial planning and tax as part of financial planning is you don't know all the answers to all of the questions. And so what ends up happening is not because the information is out there, you just don't know where to go get it. And so what we encourage everybody to do when it comes to these types of situations is try and get as much information as you can by contacting the people who know what they're doing about it. I'm reminded all the time, when Willie was here one time, we were talking about ag exemptions, and there is a billboard that I see periodically that I go by, and it talks about beekeeping. And I was not aware of the fact that if you lose your ag exemption, that if you work with beekeepers, and there is a solution to keeping that ag exemption through beekeeping. I wasn't aware of that. I'm reminded of that all the time. Every time I see that sign, I think, oh, Willie, and the information that he was able to get across here on the show. So, you know, there's a lot of information out there that's available to you. Don't give up. Try and seek solutions.
Yeah, ask questions. And, again, Willie Dilworth tax assessor, collector, as we go into our next break here. We appreciate having you come in and be with us again and get this really important information out for folks. And give us a phone number again that people can call.
979-277-3740.
All right, 977-277-3740. And the website with a lot of information on there.
WashingtonCAD.org. And one of the things I might go ahead and throw out here just as a side note, if you're over 65 and you're looking at your account, you will find no indication of the over 65 on that account. Legislature did not want us having anything on the website that shows age so that you can be a victim of these scammers. So when you're looking at it, don't freak out. Simple call. And we can tell you the easy way to figure out if you've got it on there or not.
Okay. And it's not difficult to get your exemption installed once you're 65?
That's right.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, Willie.
Thank you.
All right. Willie Dilworth, our tax assessor collector from Washington County, our guest this morning. When we come back, we're going to catch up on all of these insurance-related questions. This is our other big thing for today, is wrapping up some things about different types of insurance. And just for our last time, we went over the beginnings of this conversation with Jamie Keyes here. It can be pretty amazing how much you may not know about something so ordinary seeming as insurance. And we want to catch up on a couple of the things. How do things work? That's our goal right here on the Money Makeover Show. By the way, if you got questions about anything, give us a call. Here's our number while we're in the commercials that Ed's going to play. And that's 800-336-7879. 800-336-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Burnham Fire Department invites you to their 51st annual Fireman's Fiesta Saturday, August 8th at the Fireman's Training Center in Burnham. This year, the fish fry is a drive-through only dinner from 5:30 to 7:30. Tickets are $15 and can be bought from any Burnham firefighter or at the Burnham Fire Department, Roberts Service Station, K&M Grocery, and Dan's Meat Market. Tickets will also be available on-site at the fish fry or by calling 979-337-7300. Burnham Fire Department thanks you for your continuous support over the years.
Teens that say they have a strong connection with their parents are four times less likely to use drugs. Feeling disconnected? Contact a regional prevention resource center near you to strengthen family bonds. Start a new family tradition. Visit Drug-Free Texas to learn more.
This ad is brought to you by the Community Alcohol and Substance Awareness Partnership. For more information, call 979-846-3560.
Have you been stuck at home spending a lot of quality time with your loved ones? Maybe you noticed you're not picking up on the conversations at the dinner table, or you're having to ask your family to repeat themselves. Even something as simple as constantly getting told to turn the TV down. If this is something that you are experiencing, there is a chance it could be a hearing loss. Call Paget Hearing Aid Center to schedule a complimentary hearing screening. 979-830-0865 for Brenham or 512-522-8849 for Bastrop. The service you deserve.
Finding healthy, convenient, fast options is hard enough, but also finding something the whole family will enjoy? Forget about it. Unless you're thinking Subway in Brenham, which uses only the highest quality ingredients. For smarter nutrition, choose Subway. And now try the new Pit Smoke Brisket. Naturally smoked for at least 13 hours, topped with smoked cheddar and barbecue sauce. Only at Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
SciFair Tire is now in Brenham at 3201 Highway 36 South. SciFair Tire specializes in quality name brand tires for your car, light truck, tractor, and commercial vehicles. Need new tires but don't have the cash? SciFair Tire is now offering 90 days same as cash financing. They can finance any tire purchase, whether for your car, tractor, or commercial vehicle, and as easy as 1, 2, 3, and only takes a few minutes. When you need tires, choose SciFair Tire. Just past Walmart on 36 South in Brenham. Join KWHI AM 1280, FM 101.7 at the 51st Annual Fireman's Fiesta. We'll be broadcasting live from the Fireman's Training Center in Brenham from 5 to 7. This year, the Fiesta is a drive-through only fish fry dinner. Purchase your tickets in advance at participating locations for $15 or on-site the day of. You don't want to miss this awesome opportunity to give back to the Brenham Fire Department. This broadcast is sponsored in part by Cattleman's Brenham Livestock, Cool Shades Window Tinting, American Overhead Door, Caldwell Banker, Winter Plumbing, and Dan's Meat Market.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All right, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team, at least two members. From Neil Financial Group, I'm Tony Navarro. I'm a certified financial planner in the studio with one of my colleagues, Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. Of course, Ed running the studio for us today. You know, it's always great to have the tax assessor collector on the program, and we're going to have him back toward the end of September to talk about a little bit more depth about a couple of issues like the age 65 and et cetera, some of the other things that are exemptions that you can get, because those take a little bit more time and explanation, but they're still important.
Yeah, that, you know, it's an opportunity to pick his brain about how all of these different things work. I know that with a lot of those things we had talked about, you know, the one you just talked about, the over age 65 exemption, there's a lot of misunderstanding about the way that that works and what happens with your taxes with the over age 65 exemption. So it'll be great to have Willie back on where we can talk about some of those things. So all those questions that you have regarding the taxes in that area, hopefully you'll gain some insight there.
Yeah, and trust in estates as well. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah. And again, we do try to hit those kind of things every once in a while, too. We don't always try to get terribly narrow focus, but once in a while we do, just so that we can at least get you listening to thinking about things.
Yeah, well, you know, he's the expert in that area and we're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not CPAs, we're not tax attorneys, and we're certainly not tax assessor collectors.
Oh, heavens no.
And so having him on and with the information that he has and all the experience, the many years of experience that he has in this is very helpful, I think.
So, if you missed any phone numbers or you wanted something specific, again, if you don't have a pencil or a pen, we always announce our phone numbers here for Neil Financial Group. You're always welcome to give us a call, and I'll be glad to tell you how to get in touch with some of these entities that we have on the program. Right?
Right.
All right. So let's go and continue our earlier discussions from Monday about life insurance. And we went over term insurance and the ins and outs of that. Now we've been going over what's called cash value insurance, which is basically almost everything but term. All right. There we are. And we're looking at some very specific things, because insurance, interestingly enough, is a lot more complicated than most of us ever think.
Well, it can be. And some choices that you have inside of these type of policies become very, very important. You know, the insurance industry has tried to make the products that are available from them more flexible, so people can make some decisions about how they want things done with their life insurance. Unfortunately, the side effect is that you get paralysis by analysis sometimes, and you end up making decisions that you didn't understand, or you end up purchasing products that you have don't understand how that they work. With cash value life insurance, basically what you need to understand with cash value life insurance is that the life insurance product itself is going to have an account that either earns interest or has an investment return. And the interest that's earned or the investment returns are tax deferred, which is a big advantage that life insurance has. Now, the Congress has always treated life insurance as a really important financial product for families. The reason being that the death benefit goes to the beneficiaries income tax free. The reason for that is that the federal government believes that that money coming to the families is necessary during those times when they've lost a loved one. And therefore, the death benefit comes to the beneficiary income tax free. There are only special circumstances where that does not happen, and those generally are in business situations. And I'm not going to talk about those.
Yeah, that's another whole can of worms there. The actually art of crafting policies
that's
for
right.
business, it is an art.
It can get very, very complex.
Mm-hmm.
But with cash value life insurance, either you're going to be earning interest or you're going to have some type of securities inside of the cash value.
Like investment vehicles.
Vehicles. Are they going to be tied to some type of index? Those things themselves of how those are calculated are going to be vary from company to company, and therefore, my suggestion would be that if you're going to get a cash value policy that has one of those, other than just earning interest, make sure that you understand before you dive into it the way that it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Especially nowadays with policies that are flexible premium. Now, I'll talk about whole life first. A whole life cash value product, the premiums are fixed. They're going to stay the same throughout the life of the product. And you can buy a whole life policy either from a participating company or a non-participating company like a mutual company. A mutual company will pay a dividend. And the dividend can be used in a lot of different ways. They'll give you different choices as to how you want that dividend to come to you. You can have it paid to you in cash. You can have it used to reduce the premium. You can have it used to purchase additional insurance, which also builds cash value. And you can change that at different times. So having a dividend-paying policy, there are a lot of advantages to that.
Mm-hmm.
You can also, at some point, if the dividend gets high enough, choose to have the dividend then pay the premium for you. I touched on that a little bit last time on Monday, that the thing you have to understand about dividends is they're not guaranteed, just like any other company. Since the dividends are not guaranteed, that means that you can't count on them to always to be the same. Now, you'll have companies that will tout the fact that they say, they have a really good dividend-paying history, and certainly you should consider that. But remember that the dividend, no matter what they say, is still not guaranteed. So that's one advantage of the whole life product is at some point you may be able to stop paying premiums and have the insurance for the rest of your life.
That means it's a paid-up contract?
No, it does not mean that. We got a question last Monday on what a paid-up contract is. A paid-up contract means that the company has taken in sufficient premiums where the policy will stay in force for the rest of your life at the face amount that you the policy was issued at. So if you have a $100,000 policy and you have a paid-up whole life policy of $100,000, what that means is you will never have to pay more premiums. Now, if you have a policy where you have been using dividends to pay the premiums, that means the premium is still being paid, and therefore the premium is still due. And so it is not a paid-up policy. Now, one of the non-forfeiture options inside of a policy is what's called reduced paid-up. So, for example, if you have a $100,000 whole life policy, and you don't want to carry the policy anymore, one of your options, if you decide to get rid of the policy, is to take what's called a reduced paid up. And what they'll do is, let's say you have $30,000 in cash in the policy. What they'll do with that $100,000 policy, they'll say, well, with the cash value that's in the policy at $30,000, you can have a $45,000 reduced paid up policy for the rest of your life that you don't have to put any more premiums into. And so that's a definition of a paid-up policy.
So I guess the bottom line to that is before you do away with one of these whole life types of policies, check and see if that's a good idea.
Absolutely.
Or if they're going to give you a lesser amount maybe of life insurance, right? But you don't have to pay extra for that again.
Right. And I want to make clear that that's different than an endowment policy. An endowment policy means that the cash value is equal to the death benefit. So it endows. So if you have a $100,000 life insurance policy, it's going to have $100,000 in cash in it, then that means it's an endowment. Now, those used to be real popular back when interest rates were really low because the insurance companies were paying such a nice interest rate. If you bought an endowment policy, you could get an endowment policy at age 65. And so by paying the premiums in at age 65, you would get, if the face amount was $100,000, you'd get $100,000 in cash paid to you. That's an endowment, mm-hmm. which is different than a paid-up policy.
Yeah. So, again, these are some subtleties, and we know you're not going to remember everything
here. That's right. We can get really complicated. I'm trying to keep it as simple as I can mm-hmm. so that you understand.
But I think the bottom line, really, Jamie, is that, you know, insurance is not just a simple thing. Now, yes, if you have a basic term policy, let's say through your employer, and maybe you've got some reasons why, could be additions to your family, other reasons, maybe you're getting a business together, whatever, then you want to look at maybe having something more permanent. So we'll continue our stuff with Jamie about different kinds of more permanent insurance, cash value life insurance. We're going to take a little break here. Ed's getting ready to give us our last break of the program here, and then we'll come back and finish up this topic. And again, if you have questions specifically about life insurance, the types, what type you have, maybe you're getting to a point where you think you don't need it anymore, should you just get rid of it? Does it have other uses? Is there a way to keep it going without paying premiums? All these things we've been talking about. You're welcome to call us. Here is our phone number if you want to call us during the break, and then I'll give you our office number as well, 800-332-7879. That's to call us right now on the radio, and no one else will hear you. We'll talk one-on-one, 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
What do you feel me?
Hi, this is Yvonne with ATS Irrigation on Highway 105 in Brenham. We have been your local source for all things irrigation for the farm, ranch, home, and commercial property since 1985. But we offer a whole lot more than just irrigation. We are your source for high-quality lawn and garden tools, sprinklers, water hoses, and hard-to-find fittings. At ATS Irrigation, we stock the full line of Honda water pumps as well as the suction and discharge hoses with quick connect fittings. We carry corrugated poly culvert pipe up to 24 inch diameter and also drainage pipe with a good selection of fittings and drain boxes. In addition to all that, we carry concrete water troughs and Powder River livestock handling equipment. At ATS Irrigation, our friendly, knowledgeable staff is here to help you select the right materials for your next project. Come see us at 2509 Highway 105 in Brenham. Call us at 979-836-2197 or find us online at atsirrigation.com.
HEB knows back to school. It's the place you can pick up crayons for the little one, classroom supplies for the teacher in your life, and everything your college student needs for a home away from home. HEB has a complete back-to-school collection with everything from glue to Purell. And back-to-school is a busy time. It might feel like you don't have time to shop. So HEB is offering free curbside pickup on next-day orders now through October. Make Brenham HEB your one-stop back-to-school shop.
Come join a winning team. Quest Specialty, a manufacturing company in Brenham, is currently hiring production for all shifts. Shipping and inventory, product formulator and mixer, maintenance mechanic, and custodian. For a full list of job details, shift times, and starting pays, visit Quest Specialty's job site, questspecialtyhr.com. Apply online or in person at 2001 East Tom Green Street. Quest Specialty offers paid holidays, vacation, medical, and retirement benefits. All applicants must pass a background check and drug screen before hire.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle, living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? Welcome to Performance Health and Wellness, chiropractic care for all walks of life. Dr. Reagan Gas Camp Mulder is part of the elite group of certified chiropractic sports practitioners and is ready to get you feeling your best. Make an appointment today by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the office at 306 East Main Street in Brenham.
Looking for your next service special? Tegeler Toyota offers free brake pad and battery inspections performed by our Toyota certified technicians with every service. Visit Kurt in the service department and ask about our discounts on same-day recommended services. We also offer a complimentary shuttle service to and from our facility. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-836-1615. That's 979-836-1615. Or visit our website at teglertoyota.com.
This is Alan Dave with Alan Dave Funeral Home and Crematorium of Brenham. Alan Dave and Taft Harris has been serving the Brenham and Washington County since 1929. When you desire the best and most affordable funeral and cremation services, call Alan Dave today. All families receive a complimentary headstone, limousine, and memorial tribute video by selecting Alan Dave Funeral Home and Crematorium.
Hey, this is Travis.
Adam.
And Martin, master barbers at Primo's Gentleman's Barbershop, and we're passionate about what we do.
At Primo's, we specialize in men's haircuts, razor shaves, and beard trimming in a nostalgic, cool shop, and we offer a traditional to modern techniques for contemporary styles. Just because you're a guy doesn't mean you don't want to look your best.
Hey, someone's got to look handsome. It might as well be you. Check us out online at primosgentlemansbarbershop.com or stop by. We're in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show, at least today's edition of... We're the Neal Financial Group, offices in Houston, Brenham, and now Tomball as well. One single phone number that you can call if you want to find out more about any of the financial topics we have been discussing. And we are a great warehouse of super good information. We're glad to help you with that. And here's our phone number, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. And let's go back to finish up our conversation with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant here, about life insurance. And let's talk a little bit more about universal life and some catchy things that can happen with those types of policies. They're a little bit more complicated than some people even think.
Now, universal life is a type of cash value life insurance policy. The technical generic name for them is flexible premium adjustable life. Now, what that means is the premium is flexible and the life insurance benefit is flexible. But there are certain parameters that you have to follow in those areas. The one I want to focus on is the flexible premium part of it. The flexible premium means that there's a certain minimum amount that you have to put into the policy to get it started. That doesn't mean that that premium will carry the policy for the rest of your life. And that's where a lot of you, I know, have questions about that, because I know that individuals have gotten letters from the insurance company saying, based on the premiums that you're paying, your policy is going to expire in the next 2 years or is going to expire next year. And they say, well, I thought this was supposed to be one premium for the rest of my life. Well, no, it's not. What you need to do is the flexible premium adjustable life or universal life policies, most of them, I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to talk about the interest-bearing ones that only pay interest. That interest is only guaranteed for 1 year. And so every year, the interest rate is going to vary. If you bought a universal life policy when interest rates were as high as 18% and you were paying premiums that you've expected to carry for the rest of your life based on an 18% interest rate, that's not going to work. Because interest rates, as we all know now, are at historic lows. And so what you have to do is use a reasonable interest rate. And generally speaking, what you need to look at is if you get a universal life policy, how much premium dollars do you have to put into it based on guaranteed interest rates? Now, there's also a catch in there because mortality rates inside of the policy can vary also. That means the amount of the cost that the insurance company takes out of the premium dollars to cover what they need to pay for the life insurance. And by the way, those are regulated by the states. So they can't raise them to just anything that they want to. There's a minimum and a maximum in the contract.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take a look at it and you say, well, based on a guaranteed interest rate and the maximum mortality rate, what are the premium dollars that I have to put into the policy to keep it in force to age 100? The policies are designed to show you what that number is. So you can always ask that. If you have an insurance agent who's in your office or in your home or wherever, you're in their office, and that may be one of the things you want to ask. Well, how much premium dollars do I have to put in it at the guaranteed interest rate and maximum mortality to keep it in force to age 100 or age 85 or whatever age you are comfortable with?
Mm-hmm. And also, if you have one of these types of policies that has investments inside of it, you really need to be conscious of what's going on, how you are invested in the various options that they give you to choose from, and ask questions. If there's anything going on that you took a big drop when the markets took a drop, are you back to normal? You know, are you back where you need to be? Are you ahead? All of these things, those things take a little bit more monitoring as well.
Yeah, I'll say this about that. That's an investment account with a life insurance death benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And they are meant to have money put into them.
Yes.
Not minimum amounts.
Yep. So be sure you're keeping track. Talk to your agent. Make sure you understand how these things work. And, of course, as always, if you have questions, glad to answer them. Here's our number again for Neal Financial Group, 979-836-2903.
Thanks for joining us today. We're glad you were with us, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.